Welcome back to Meteorology Matters. I hope everyone's doing well today. We're going beyond just the regular forecasts and looking at real-world impacts, you know, where weather turns dangerous. We're talking about the flooding that hit Italy, specifically Tuscany and the Emilia-Romagna regions. You may have heard about Florence and Pisa on high alert.
Yeah, and for good reason, they got hit hard. The amount of rain they got is pretty remarkable. Florence, for example, received double their average March rainfall in just 3 days.
Wow.
That's a massive amount of water in such a short period. And you can just imagine the kind of problems that can cause.
Absolutely. Let's break down exactly what happened there. These torrential rains just pounded the region. Rivers overflowed, especially the Arno River. That's what triggered those flood defenses in Pisa. And if that wasn't enough, landslides and mudslides hit areas around Bologna. They had to force evacuations.
Yeah, it's the impact goes way beyond just those immediate dangers, too. Think about the ripple effect. Schools and universities closed, roads shut down, even part of the A1 motorway. That's a major transportation route. They were telling people don't travel. It completely disrupted daily life.
It does sound chaotic.
Mm.
But amidst all of this, thankfully, no reported casualties.
Absolutely. That is a bit of good news. But it does highlight how important preparedness and early warning systems are. You know, the fact that they had evacuations in some areas ahead of time probably played a role in preventing a worse outcome.
So we've talked about the effects, but what even caused this intense rainfall?
Well, it's really interesting how weather patterns can shift and cause such dramatic events. In this specific instance, a high-pressure system just kind of settled over the Northeast Atlantic, and it blocked the normal path of the low-pressure systems, almost like a traffic jam in the atmosphere.
I like that analogy.
Yeah, you can almost picture it that way. They usually move northwest of the UK, but instead they got diverted right towards the Mediterranean.
So like a detour sending all that rain towards Italy.
Precisely. And while this event is notable on its own, we got to think about the bigger picture, climate change. Europe is warming faster than any other continent, which leads to more heat waves and heavier rainfall.
Wait, how does a warmer climate cause both extremes?
Well, you might be surprised to hear that for every degree Celsius increase in temperature, the atmosphere holds 7% more moisture. Think of it like a sponge. You know, a warm sponge soaks up more water than a cold one, right? As the planet warms, the air gets warmer, holding more water vapor. So when it rains, there's just more water ready to come down. That's what causes these intense downpours we're seeing.
It's like a supercharged water balloon ready to burst.
Exactly. And this, unfortunately, isn't Emilia-Romagna's first experience with major flooding.
Yeah, you're right. It feels like we've heard this story before.
Back in September 2024, Storm Boris hit the region, leading to over 1,000 evacuations. And in 2023, they had those really devastating floods where 13 people tragically died. In that case, the region got 6 months worth of rain in just 36 hours.
6 months of rain in a day and a half? That's unimaginable. Makes you wonder if these extreme events are becoming the new normal.
That's the huge question. And it leads us to this idea of climate whiplash. It's getting a lot of attention. It basically refers to the increasing swing between intense floods and droughts, both amplified by climate change.
Climate whiplash. That term is powerful. It really captures the feeling of unpredictability and intensity we're facing. How is this playing out in Europe specifically?
Well, imagine, you know, farmers in Spain who've relied on predictable rainfall for generations. They're facing intense drought 1 year and then devastating floods the next. This unpredictability makes it nearly impossible to plan for the future. And that's the essence of climate whiplash. We're seeing this in several ways. For example, cities like Barcelona and Madrid, which were historically quite wet, are now experiencing a shift towards much drier conditions. It's like the climate is just swinging back and forth between these extremes.
So it's not just about the damage from floods or droughts, but the long-term uncertainty.
Exactly. It affects water access, sanitation, and the ability of communities to even recover and adapt. It throws a wrench in any long-term planning, makes it hard for people to feel secure.
And that has to be especially concerning for cities not equipped to handle these big climate swings.
Absolutely. Research shows that European cities, with their older water and waste infrastructure, are more vulnerable than cities in North America or Australia. They weren't built to cope with this level of extremes.
Well, we're seeing more frequent and intense weather events coupled with cities that might not be prepared to handle them. Sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It does, and it highlights the urgent need for adaptation and investment in resilient infrastructure.
Definitely something we need to explore further. But let's take a moment to process what we've learned so far.
It's vital to realize this flooding in Italy isn't an isolated incident. It's a powerful reminder of the larger impact climate change is having on weather patterns around the globe.
So what we see happening in Italy is just one piece of a much larger and increasingly worrisome puzzle.
Exactly. And the consequences reach far beyond immediate damage to property or disruptions to daily life. You know, we're talking about lasting effects on water resources, sanitation, and the ability of communities to recover and adapt.
Sounds like we need to move from simply reacting to these individual events to preparing for a future where these kinds of extremes are more common.
Absolutely. We need to be asking ourselves, how might climate change affect my own region? What steps can we take to be more resilient?
This is where things get really interesting. And maybe a bit daunting, because it's not just about governments and large infrastructure projects. It's also about what individuals and communities can do to prepare.
Absolutely. It's about understanding the specific risks where you live, having a plan in place for different scenarios, and knowing what resources are available.
It's about being proactive, not reactive. Taking those small steps now that could make a big difference later.
Think of it this way. You wouldn't wait until a hurricane is about to hit to board up your windows, would you? You'd do it beforehand as a precaution.
Right. It's about shifting from that "it won't happen to me" mindset to "what if it does?"
And that's where reliable information and resources are crucial. You need access to accurate weather forecasts, an understanding of warning systems, and knowing where to turn for guidance during an emergency.
And speaking of reliable information, you know where to find that, right?
Of course. Follow meteorologist Rob Jones. You can find him on Instagram. His handle is Meteorologist. For even more insights, check out his TikTok at TV Meteorologist. And for a real deep dive, subscribe to Rob Jones Hurricane on YouTube.
That's where you'll also find the Meteorology Matters podcast playlist, so you can catch up on all our previous episodes and stay informed about the latest weather trends.
We'll be back next time with another fascinating topic from the world of meteorology. But until then,
stay safe out there, everyone, and stay informed. And remember, meteorology matters.
It always does.
This is Meteorology Matters, signing off. We'll see you next time for another look at the fascinating world of weather.